All right, well, let's get into the hypnosis right now. So again, I wrote this a few days ago because I did it on a live on TikTok. And people liked it. And there's a version of this on YouTube, but I'm hoping to have a better version of this here. And let's see here. So just get comfortable for a second, and we're going to make sure that we have everything that we need to. I'm going to hit the record button here as well. All right. Turn that off. There you go. Just get comfortable, and I'd like you just to find that spot. We're going to do just a little bit of a different induction, one that I'm working on with one of my other students. So I'd just like you to find that spot on the wall, and I know that I have you find spots a lot. Just stare at that right now, wherever it might be. I'm going to mute everybody right now. Welcome to unmute if you need to. And just as you stare at that place, and as you are focusing in right now, just imagine what it would be like to go to the very deepest kind of hypnosis, the very deepest kind of internal connection you can possibly have with yourself. And to just make that connection now. What would it be like if you went all the way to the deepest part of your unconscious mind? What would it be like if you completely relaxed right now? And just keep staring at that spot. And as you stare at that spot, just let your eyes blink a little more. The more your eyes blink, the heavier they get. And every time your eyes blink, they can just get a little heavier and a little heavier and a little heavier. And just let them close whenever they're ready to close. Just nice and comfortable. And as they close, just become aware of how you're feeling right now. I'm aware of any emotions that you may have brought into this room. Be aware of anything you need to let go of right now so that you could have the most complete and peaceful experience as possible. And as you breathe normally, and as you hear the sound of my voice, and as we enter into this wonderful hypnotic experience, you can go even deeper now. Just let yourself sink in. In a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. And with every number, you can just let yourself go a whole level deeper than you are now. And just allow that relaxation to spread throughout your body. The top of your head, all the way through your neck and shoulders and your arms and legs. Your chest. With each number, just let yourself go a whole level deeper. As I count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's right, just be here. Go all the way. And as you begin the development of this wonderful experience, you can begin to notice that all the cares of the day are just drifting away. All the cares, you can just begin to create a place or let one come to mind that you envision as a beautiful, wonderful place. Maybe it's a place you've been, or maybe it's a memory you have, or maybe it's some other image that comes into your mind, something that comes from the depths of your unconscious. And just let that form deeply and completely. And as you form this wonderful place in your mind, just allow yourself to see all the details come into focus on how this is making you feel when you create this wonderful place in your mind. The details come into focus, the small details, the colors. I wonder if there's any sounds in this beautiful place that you're creating, one that you feel safe in. What feelings you might have had when you were there, what sensations you might have had, or what feelings you might have had. And just let that place expand from your mind and just go all the way around you, almost like a circle. And just let it expand, and as the circle expands, more details come to mind, more details come to your memory. More details are created if it's something new. Let the colors be bright and vivid and just feel it. Just go deeper and deeper so that you can begin to feel and experience this wonderful image in your mind. It can open itself to all sorts of new possibilities. That's right. Just be comfortable inside of this circle as it expands away from you and just creates a whole new reality. And just realize that when you're in this place, you like who you are. And you become more focused and more deeply aware of all of your hopes and dreams, even your fears or concerns, your happiness or sadness. Just become acquainted with all of it right now in a safe and wonderful way. Because as we become aware and conscious of those things, sooner or later they begin to integrate. They become a part of us and they can surface into our own consciousness. And we realize that wherever we are right now, wherever this wonderful place is, that perhaps from this safe vantage point we can reflect on our lives and realize that every stage of our life, even including this one, is one of growth and one of change. And just as a child matures and puts away old behaviors and begins new ones, so we can begin to evolve into more awareness, more acceptance. Acceptance is so important, isn't it? And I'm not going to tell you that acceptance will allow you to endure everything. And yet, you can discover for yourself that when you accept something, when you come to a new level of acceptance of what needs to be let go and what needs to be kept, what needs to be left and what is right, it begins that time of change and growth, a time to accept, a time to start again, a time for new behaviors, a time of new beliefs, a time for new actions, a time for new confidence. You know, sometimes situations can be so uncomfortable. Sometimes new situations also can be very exciting. And you've been here before. You've done this before where you've let go of old ways of thinking and embraced something new, a new perspective, a new experience, a new way of thinking, a new openness to change. And so in this way, a new experience can be like an adventure to explore and enjoy all the new possibilities. What would it be like if you met every new situation just like this, where it seems like an adventure to enjoy and explore? What would it be like if you met every new situation with a smile and a curiosity? Just be curious now. Just be curious in a small way. And you will create eventually something brand new exciting and compelling. I wonder if you can realize that you have done this all before. If you could write the next chapter of your life, what would you let go of? As you go into this new chapter of your life, what would you keep? If you could write the next chapter of your life, what are you going to create that's new and different and exciting? That's right, just let go of the anxiety. And the first thing that you can create is a new sense of confidence and a new sense of calm. Imagine what it would be like to let go of all that old stress. Imagine what it would be like to let go of all that nervous energy. And what will you be like when you feel comfortable in new situations? What will you be like when you feel comfortable in new social situations? What will that allow you to do? What will that allow you to do? How will that make you feel? How nice is it to see that old friend or that person that loves you? When you see that person who you know accepts everything about you, knows everything about you, and loves you completely and totally, and you know. Even if it's been years, what's it like to see that person again? Pick up right where you left off. No boundaries, no borders. Just connection. Just comfort. Just serenity. Just peace. What if you could feel that same wonderful feeling with every new person that you met? Noticing that every new person that you meet feels as if they're just an old friend. Feel as if new people are just old friends. Feel as if new people are just old friends. When you see an old friend, you know that they're safe and good. And you can easily connect right to them without thought, without choice, just connecting deeply. And you know that they love you because of how they look at you and speak with you and connect right back to you. Just experience that comfort now. Remember what it's like to have a conversation that flows with an old friend. The laughter and the tears. The support and the understanding. When you invite them into your circle of confidence, and I want you to begin to see them right now in your circle that you've created. What does it feel like to be with someone that you know and trust? Think of that person now. Or maybe there are more people that you feel this way with. Maybe they're coming into your mind and out of your mind. As these people pass through, or perhaps one particular person stands out, think of them, those people who love and know you. And just feel that connection now. When you see that person, what does it feel like? When you see that person, what does it feel like? As you are having this experience, you can realize how wonderful it would be to feel this way around new people. as you're having this experience, you can realize how wonderful it would be to feel so much calmer in social situations. As you're having this experience, you can realize how wonderful it would be to be so much happier in the world. When you can begin to connect to the energy of another person calmly, you can notice that same wonderful feeling as if you're talking to an old friend. The same confidence. The same presence. And notice how relaxed you can be with that old friend. You don't have to think. You just connect and converse. What would happen? And what will happen when your unconscious can begin to apply this now to anyone you meet? Imagine how nice every interaction will be. How comfortable you will be all the time. How much more fun parties will be. How even meetings at work can be more energizing. How social situations can be so interesting. I want you to feel that same comfort in every social situation as you do with an old friend or someone who you love as much as they love you. And so you trust your unconscious to protect you from dangerous people. You can let them come and go quickly, simply putting the distance between yourself and them. Letting go of the stress and worry and doing the right thing. And your unconscious will connect you with the right people. Your unconscious can allow you to feel at ease. And perhaps you can see yourself in various life situations, such as a movie or driving or working, or going to dinner, attending a party, in relationships and experiencing your life as if you were perfectly comfortable with yourself and who you are. Imagine shaking hands with a new person and feeling instantaneously a wonderful connection. Imagine shaking hands with a new person and feeling instantaneously that wonderful connection. From this point forward, whenever you shake hands with a new person, or see them for the first time on a computer screen meeting, you can remember to feel this calm confidence and begin to just be curious and just wonder who this person is. And you can say to yourself, this is a new adventure. This is a new person to explore. And just be curious about what they're like. And every time you shake hands with a new person, you can be curious about who they are and where they come from. Have you ever met a really fascinating person? Now, begin to find every new person fascinating. Begin to find every new person fascinating. Notice how from this point on that old anxiety that you used to have is simply falling away. That old anxiety that you used to have is fading into the background, simply melting away. And realize that it's being replaced by this curiosity and this excitement that comes with it. And let that draw you in. Let it connect you to whoever you meet. Imagine how this will change every aspect of your life, knowing deeply how quickly this would make things so much better, how much more fulfilled you will be when you begin to see new people the same way that you see old friends. And sooner or later, you'll forget to remember ever feeling anything different. You don't really need to be aware of those changes. Just allow. Just experience. Just be present. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And I'd like you to integrate all of this into yourself, that old programming that you're letting go of now. Accepting your own ability to connect and to feel safe. Generalizing out that feeling of deep friendship and curiosity with every single person you meet, and realizing that every time you shake someone's hand or see them on a computer or phone screen or meet them for the first time, that a sense of curiosity will simply replace any old worry or anxiety that you used to have in meeting new people or being in new social situations. And just be curious. Just be present. Just connect. And bring all of these wonderful feelings from this place that you've created and the people that you've remembered, and apply it to every single safe person that you meet. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. On 4, you can open your eyes, and on 5, you can come all the way back, bringing all of this with you and allowing it to integrate tonight as you sleep, making any final and total adjustments so that you can accept this new way of thinking, this new way of behaving, this new way of feeling. And you begin to notice and to look for evidence over the next few days of how much more comfortable you can begin to feel more comfortable now. And that old situations that used to bother you are simply neutral or even exciting. As I count 1, 2, 3, coming back to the surface, 4, opening your eyes and integrating this into your system, and 5, all the way back, all the way back, all the way back to full waking consciousness. That's right. That's right.